Welcome to the Heart Zone, featuring George Cannon. This broadcast is a time of teaching and encouragement from Curwensville Christian Church. For more information, we invite you to visit us on the web at www.curwensvillechristian.org. And now for a message from the Heart Zone. Here's George Cannon.
All right, guys, what I'd like you to do is I'd like you to turn in your Bibles to 2 Timothy chapter 3. Now, we've been going through a series called Living in the Last Days. Now, you're saying, what are the last days? Well, the last days are the time between when Jesus left and he's coming back. That's right now. So the question is, how do we live right now? Well, we've been looking at this letter because it's the last of the Apostle Paul's letters. It's actually the letter that he wrote right before he would be executed in Rome, after having been found guilty by Emperor Nero. And in this letter, he's imparting to Timothy, his spiritual son, his friend, some guidance, some wisdom. And he's basically telling us how to live. In fact, as we got into chapter 3, he started off at the beginning of chapter 3, verses 1 to 9, describing what the last days are like. And it's basically a time in which difficult things are happening and are going to continue to happen. It's also a time where people are marked by a love for themselves and a love for money. And with that comes all kinds of behaviors. It's also going to be a time where people are very deceptive with each other and try to lead each other astray. So we talked about that last week. So what he's going to do now, he's going to tell you and I, well, he's telling Timothy as well as you and I, how do we live in this time? How do we live in a time that's self-absorbed and wanting material things and just doing its own thing? How do we live in that kind of thing? What is there for you and I to do? And actually, I think it's pretty interesting what he describes for us here are some keys. Keys to living right now. And it's not what you think. It's not even what you hear sometimes on radio or on TV or whatever, as you hear people telling this is what believers should do. It's actually quite interesting when you look at it. So let's notice it together. We're going to look at verses 10 through 17. Here's what he says. You, however, have followed my teaching, my conduct, my aim in life, my faith, my patience, my love, my steadfastness, my persecutions and suffering that have happened to me at Antioch, at Iconium, at Lystra, which persecutions I endured, yet from them all the Lord rescued me. Indeed, all who desire to live a godly life in Christ Jesus will be persecuted, while evil people and imposters will go on from bad to worse, deceiving and being deceived. But as for you, continue in what you have learned and have firmly believed, knowing from whom you learned it, and how from childhood you have been acquainted with the sacred writings, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith in Christ Jesus. All scripture is breathed out by God and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, for training in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, equipped for every good work. All right, now here's what we're going to do, folks. We're going to take this passage, and we're going to see a few things that I want you to see. Actually, three things. We're going to see an investment. Now, remember, we talked about an investment when we started this letter. In the beginning, we talked about cherishing the investment that others have made in your life spiritually. So he's going to reflect on that again. He's going to talk about the investment. is going to have to pause for a moment and talk about the present reality. That's one of the keys, is just understanding the times you're in. And I think that's where so many of us get sent for a loop, is because we're like, oh, what's going on? Why is this happening? No. From the very beginning, he said there's a couple of things you need to realize, the present reality, and then he's going to talk about the scripture. That's the other key. The scripture. So let's look at this together. First of all, the investment. All right. So as I'm talking about this, I want you, as we look at what Paul's saying to Timothy, okay, so he's going to talk about his relationship with Timothy. I want you to think in your mind of somebody who invested in you spiritually. I want you to think in your mind of someone who took time for you to grow in the Lord, who was an example to you. So I've told you, for me in my life, there are many men. There are men, I think about a scoutmaster that I had even before I came to Christ, who was a godly man, Mr. Frank Yandel, who's now gone on to be with the Lord. I think about another pastor who was an influence in my life, Pastor Carlton Gleason. He's now gone on to be with the Lord. He was a Nazarene preacher. These men reflected the love of Jesus in my life, and through their example, they impacted me. There are many others. Who are they in your life? Now, I want you to think about it. Why? Because that's the investment. Remember, we talked about earlier about cherishing it. So here, he's going to say that investment is the key to living right now. What do you mean? Well, let's look at it. Okay, so first of all, look with me at verse 10. Look at what he says. You, however, have followed my teaching. So he's saying to Timothy, Timothy, you did what I told you to do. You did what I instructed you to do. You did what I invested in you with. So here's the point. There is an adherence to the truths that were taught. You know, folks right now are getting so bent out of shape about what's happening in the culture and so forth. And some of the feelings are legitimate. I'm not saying they're not. But when they get bent out of shape, they're like, oh, what do I do? What do we do? What do we do? How about rest in what you've already been taught? How about resting in what somebody has invested in your life spiritually? What do you mean the investment? Well, part of the investment, hopefully, in your life has been trusting and relying on who? God. Even in spite of the difficulties that you face. Even in spite of how things are going and the problems that are going on and so forth. Even in spite of that, rest in your trust about the Lord, because that's really